Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see you, Dan, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Celebrating our 19th anniversary with our good friend Steve Martin. Couldn't do it without him. Could not have made it, folks. We would not have made it this long without the input and the support and the great ideas of our good buddy Steve Martin. He is the Profit Pro, profitpro.us. I encourage you to go to his website and check it out. Steve, you're talking to us about factors, marketplace factors that are going to potentially impact our profits. What are some others?
Well, the one that I think concerns us all is the natural cycle in GDP growth and decline. And it's been a few years now since the Great Depression of 2008.
Yep.
And in fact, some would argue that we really have not recovered from it, although the numbers tell a different story. When you talk to folks on Main Street, they're struggling just as hard.
Well, there's no question. I poll my audience, which, as you know, they're all Main Street. And over the last 8 years, I've never been able to get more than 25% of our respondents to say that they're happy with the economy. And it's usually 18 to 20%, but sometimes it got as high as 25%. What I've said, Steve, is that we've been in a sustained recovery. This economy never reached an expansion mode in 8 years. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct that it is recovery. Now, maybe there's some good news hiding in that. Maybe the next adjustment won't be quite as severe. Some might argue that that would be the case. The other element that I see, and it's either good or bad news, however you look at it, is that looking at the Darwinian forces of survival of the fittest, those businesses that have hung on since 2008 are probably more likely to be able to continue.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, that's exactly right, because they've been listening to you, and they've been focusing on being lean and mean and profitable, and one of the silver linings, Steve, in this whole scenario over the last 8 years, is the businesses that have survived are financially stronger than they've probably ever been.
I have to agree with that. Even the small ones, Jim, and I see them adjusting.
It's by definition, right? If you survive,
right.
You couldn't have survived without that.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, on top of this, or underlying it all, we see the forces that you talk about so eloquently in The Age of the Customer. We see this major shift that has occurred in terms of where people are getting their information, and the sales and marketing process being dramatically shifted. I think that has absolutely hit Main Street.
Yep.
And those businesses who have not only done well in terms of their cost and pricing structures, those that have looked at their marketing methodologies are the ones that are in better shape.
Right. And you know, another interesting thing about this cycle, Steve, I predicted that there would not be the startup sector that we've had in past recoveries, and that's what has happened. We have had quite a few less startups, but the good news for existing businesses is that at least for those companies, maybe not for the economy, but for those companies, fewer startups to disrupt the price structure has resulted in a more profitable pricing power situation for the existing companies.
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of the other things that's occurred, even with the globalization of information through the Internet, Main Street businesses, I think, are beginning to realize that there is the effect of hyperlocalism, that there are things that they can do locally that no one else can do. You can click the the mouse as many times as you want when you're ordering a tire, but it's not going to get it mounted and balanced and changed. And you're not going to get your flat repaired except when you go down the street to your local garage.
Right, right. There are people who actually have to touch your stuff and apply it for you, don't they?
Absolutely. And I know even 15, 20 years ago, people were thinking, well, the Internet's going to change that because everything's going to be dispatched out of this one local website that's
right.
going to do everything for you. Well, some of those have worked out okay, but in reality, it's still boots on the ground.
Right.
It's still that local service person.
If you want a patio built, if you want a patio out back of your house, you can't order that from Amazon. Right? Somebody's got to get on their knees and dig some stuff up and put some stuff back down.
That's exactly right. And the material has to be shipped, it has to be delivered, it has
right.
to be spec'd, it has to be designed. So there are elements of the business that in the economy that are still very, very local. And the businesses that understand that and tap into the Internet to educate their customers and bring them into their front door are really going to do better from a profit
mm-hmm.
standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And this is an area of interest. And I think if I were a startup, these are services that you're talking about, right? I mean, the products may be becoming, you know, may continue to become commoditized, but the application of those products to give us the life, the quality, the environment we want around us, that's going to take a tradesman, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Somebody providing a service. So, and another thing, Steve, people want you to save them time. That's another niche that people should look at. I think could be very profitable going forward. ProfitPro.us, that's Steve's website. Steve Martin and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.